What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning, and welcome, my friends. Fourth and final hour of our get-together. We call it the 9 o'clock stretch. Yeah. Let's call it 9:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, of course, and joining me right now, Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins of our great Sunshine State. And Lieutenant Governor, good morning. How are you? Wait a second. Hold on. New phone system. I apologize. You're on the air, sir.
All right. Well, Bob, I'm doing well. I appreciate you having me on. How was your vacation?
Fantastic. I mean, I love the Sunshine State, but just to get out into other areas of our nation, never been to New Hampshire, Boston, Fenway Park, loved it all, ate my body weight in lobster. And so thanks for asking. Next trip, I'm going to where you're from, Montana.
Incredible. You'll love it out there. Go to Glacier, maybe on down to Yellowstone as well. Absolutely beautiful. But Bozeman, Montana, you got to take the time.
I've been through there on my Harley during the Sturgis thing, but I want to go as like a separate trip and really get into it. But we've got business to take care of, so let me ask you this. We've got illegal immigration, clearly, in Florida. It's an issue like everywhere else. What's the status, and I guess especially alligator Alcatraz, what's the status there?
Yeah, no, I appreciate you asking that, Bob. Obviously, you know, this is something that has been at the forefront of the American political discussion. The American people have been incredibly clear. President Trump has pushed down to the states, expecting them to lead. And here we've stood up and stood beside the president. Governor Ron DeSantis has pushed every law enforcement agency to step in line. We have more 287G agreements than anybody else. And of course, as is predictable, the liberal left has gone out, attacked things like alligator Alcatraz. They tried to use some federal environmental survey as a reason to pull it aside and put it on mothballs. But we knew that was going to happen. We knew we would win. And the court system came through. There's a complete stay, meaning alligator Alcatraz is back in business. It is up and running, as is Deportation Depot. And I hear there's talk about the Panhandle Pokey coming up as well, because we're going to keep pushing, we're going to keep leading, because that's what Florida does.
What about property tax relief? It's almost like a tease. As a property owner, we're always looking for, okay, are we going to get a break? What's going to happen? And I know you and the governor don't control that. It's going to take much more than that to change things, but I know you've been working on it. What's the status on that?
Yeah, you know, across the state, everybody is excited about this, incredibly excited. You know, it's going to take a change to our Constitution, so it's going to have to go on the ballot as it comes through this session this year. So whether it's in regular session, a special session, this is something that Floridians universally want. And, you know, when we talk about property tax relief, I think you really got to focus on those homesteaded properties. You know, is it really the American dream? Do you really own your home if you got to pay a rent, a mortgage, so to speak, to the government just for the safety and sanctity of owning your home? I don't think so. I love that Governor DeSantis is standing up for that. I stand beside him on that. We're going to push. When you talk to the folks in the Senate and the House, I think a lot of the individual members are excited about the potential. But you know what? I'd encourage people to use their voice, stand alongside this, and make sure that people understand how important this is to each of you. Because that's the American dream, to own our home. I remember my parents talking about it when they were kids, and you know, God willing, that's what we want our kids to have as well.
Yeah, then these, the whole other issue of affordability, but we'll get that next time. Let's what about removing the mandate for the COVID vaccine? You know, I was on vacation, yet I still saw a couple of headlines like it was a big deal, and I said, mandate means to force it. Why would people be against removing a mandate?
You know, Bob, this is so frustrating that we continue to get lost in the conversation from the liberal left. They go out there, they do cheetah flips and bend their back and get all stressed out. Look, if you want to get your COVID vaccination, feel free to get your COVID vaccination. But we're going to stand up for parental rights. We absolutely, unequivocally believe that parents should have the say when it comes to things like immunizations. This is vital. If you don't want to follow the regular schedule, you should have some flexibility in how you want to do that. I mean, my wife and I, we did the same thing. When it comes to COVID, we did not vaccinate our kids for COVID because we knew there wasn't a risk factor. Florida led in that issue. Governor DeSantis stood alone, and then the nation started to get behind him. So, yes, we extended it for one more year this year through some legislation that I ran, but we got to fight for this. And I'm proud of the fact that, again, we're focused on parental rights and doing what's right, not what's easy.
I was reading an interview, I think you do, with some folks out of Pensacola, the news, the ABC affiliate up there. And mm-hmm. and the headline talks about you're going to transform Florida, which I get that, but also redefine lieutenant governor role. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, I think historically, when you look at the lieutenant governor role, it hasn't always had very specific responsibilities. I think you have to step up and lead from the front. When I look back to my time in the military, you know, your number two person, whether it was your XO, your DCO, whatever else, had very specific criteria, things they were responsible for to help keep, in my case, the governor, and in the military case, the commander, on the right side of issues, aware of issues, but also had responsibilities of their own to help keep the men and women in their care safe and moving in the right direction. I think that's what we have to do. Now, that's not saying there's anything that anyone's done wrong behind us. Jeanette was incredible. What an amazing Republican leader, stood up for the right issues, and she is doing absolutely amazing things in FIU. But I think it's time, and I think Floridians want to see that on the ground, lead from the front, do things the Floridian way, the American way, on the ground. And it's important that people understand that we got their back. If it means we have to be up front, lead from the front, and do things ourselves sometimes, well, then we're going to do that. That messaging, that follow through, and that leadership is truly important.
Well, I mean, look, you being a guy, Green Beret, Special Forces, lost a leg and then still re-qualified as a deployable Green Beret. I mean, your story is phenomenal even before you got into politics, and we appreciate you, and we appreciate that. But from a military perspective, what's your thoughts on this idea of calling it the Department of War?
Well, you know, Bob, one correction I want to make. I didn't lose my leg. I do know where it is. It's just not with me anymore. So it takes a little bit more planning and some extra parts to get moving in the morning. But, you know, when we talk about the Department of War, you know, sometimes it's all about words have meaning. And we have one responsibility in the Department of War. That's to fight and win wars and carry American interests abroad while protecting our people and keeping them away from war here at home. I actually applaud this. I like going back to the historic footprint of this. It was after World War II, I believe 1947, post-World War II, that they changed the name in an effort to seem softer, kinder. You might say it was a little bit of political correctness prior to it being a thing. And again, with words having meaning, Department of War sets a tone. It clearly identifies what the responsibilities are. And now we've got to hold people accountable and prepare them to be the single best military on the planet. If you want peace through strength, I think that message is important.
Yeah, and peace through superior firepower, which this
yes,
president,
sir.
Yep, this president's backing the folks on the ground, and we appreciate hearing about that from you and these important issues to Floridians everywhere. Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins, always a pleasure. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right, Bob, I appreciate it. Looking forward to the next time. Have a good day, all right?
All right, you too. Wow.
I loved his line about his lost leg. I mean, it's like, oh, he knows where it's at. He knows where he keeps it.
So when you know what? Have a sense of humor about stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, it hasn't held him back.
Not a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It maybe it was even getting in the way.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Who knew?
No. God bless him and his family.
Yeah.
I like this guy. It is 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a lot more to talk about coming up. The latest headlines and some news. Brand new stuff coming out. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Hang on.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Only cry in one beer because they get expensive after a while.
And now, words of advice from Bob Rose.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you very much, Greg. It's 9:21, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We're talking about crying in our beer. If you're a Gator fan, Saturday, you may have shed a tear or two. Let's look at it from a different perspective. Hey, God bless USF, their fans and their team, and not just beating the Gators, but, you know, they started their season against a ranked opponent, number 25 Boise State, and beat them handily 34-7. So then they come into the Swamp, USF does, and they beat us. Okay, 18-16. Now they go to Miami, and they're ranked. And if they pull that off, I think they'll join, like, what, one of five teams to ever win the first three games against ranked opponents.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But I think they did learn their lesson in the sense that you come to this swamp, we spit on you, we send you away.
Oh, no.
See?
Let's go back to a kindler, gentler era.
Yes, please.
The year was 1938.
We had to go that far back?
Yes.
Okay, all right, I'm with you.
Because this loss reminds me, back when the Mad Hatters, we had to take them on.
Uh-huh.
Stetson. Those crazy Mad Hatters.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the year was 1938, and the Gators lost 16-14. And it'll be one that, yes, we'll probably go back into the memory banks of, well, not so many anymore.
So, you know, social media was obviously hopping mad at the Gators after that incident. And you had a lot of folks calling for, you know, management or, you know, coaches being fired, whatever the case may be. But also the biggest response, I think, and I'm, you know, I'm, depends on the demo. The biggest thing that I saw was, oh, that is absolutely thug. It should not be accepted. He should be gone. I mean, that was the most extreme. I don't know. What do you think? Well, I mean, again, you mentioned earlier it had happened in the NFL just a few days earlier. And a suspension happened, so that should have been the lesson learned.
It is difficult to not have a visceral reaction to a very visceral act.
Yes.
The idea and act of spitting on another human being is one of the most derogatory type acts that one could take toward another person. Mm-hmm. Here, where we're trying to promote something called sportsmanship. Yeah, go figure, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have this player, this was defensive lineman Brendan Bett, penalized for unsportsmanlike conduct and ejected from the game for spitting in the face mask of USF offensive lineman Cole Skinner after the play. The 15-yard penalty gave the Bulls a first down on their 39-yard line. And the next play, there's a pass and this. Anyway, we might have been able to hold them at that point if we didn't give them the free 15 yards. And this especially coming on the heels of what else was like nationally televised. It was the opening of the NFL season, Thursday Night Football, and the Philadelphia Eagles star defensive tackle Jalen Carter spits on Dak Prescott, the Cowboys quarterback. And I mean, does it? The game hasn't started. There's that like tempers are flaring. It's like, no, they're standing there. And he spits on him. And the way Dak Prescott, I mean, he was classy how he reacted to it. He just kind of like looked kind of shocked.
Uh-huh.
Then he put his hand up kind of like showing the umpire like, Is this okay?
Yeah, right.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And then they immediately, you know, pulled the flag and threw him out, and they should.
Yeah.
Now, this is a professional football player making millions of dollars.
Right.
And somehow he missed that part in his life where somebody would have hopefully taught him about, etiquette, manners. Mm-hmm. Okay, you put your elbows on the table? I can live with that. You spit in the face of your opposing player?
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
That's unacceptable. So it just... And then you've got the lady, the crazy Karen or whatever, that wanted the baseball back from the man and his child who was celebrating his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And by all accounts that I could see, they had every right to that baseball. But she somehow felt like it was unfair.
Right.
It came into kind of her area, so to speak. She claimed she had a hand on it. I don't think she ever did. But it's not like he ripped it away from her. That's not what happened. Which is interesting because you got the Phillies fan behaving like that, but so was the dad and the son. But you've got the Philadelphia Eagles star defensive tackle doing the spitting. I can tell you this, a lot of family in Philadelphia. And let me tell you how they roll.
Yeah.
When that lady took that baseball back from that kid, my family would have gently taken the baseball from her and put it back into the rightful hands of that boy, Lincoln.
Gently, huh? Or whatever was necessary.
Gently utilizing, you know,
tactics.
Philadelphia mannerisms of some sort.
Hey, you're going to give the ball back. Or you're going to have some cement shoes.
It just
So there's the question. What do you, at the college level, because now we're treating them more like professionals. They're getting deals. They're at the portal.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Well, to me, you send a very strong message. I'd throw the kid off the team, do away with the scholarship, whatever you can do to punish him, ban him, or whatever. I wouldn't just let him jump in the portal. I would try to do something that's going to make it stick, not just for him, because he clearly needs some kind of class in class.
Yeah.
But to send a message to the rest of them. And then a lot of this, to me, goes to the head coach. And he's not the first nor the last to have to deal with disciplinary issues. First of all, you got to recruit real men, gentlemen, that have respect. If they don't possess respect, don't recruit them. I don't care how fast they can run. You don't recruit people like that, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So, but it's instilling discipline in a team. That's the coach. It begins and ends with the head coach, trickles down from there. So, I don't know. If you got $20 million, I think you can buy out Napier's contract, but that's what it would cost. We've got a lot more to talk about coming up on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:37 right now, and it's Monday, but we're going to try to make it great. Although we do have to share some sad news. guy that was one of the founders of Supertramp, the band. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yep.
Right.
You're bloody well right.
Right.
You're glad a bloody right.
To see. Something like that.
Say.
See or say? Say. Oh, say to you.
But, you know, we can't do the exact words because that would probably copyright infringement.
So. Goodbye, Stranger, another one.
Yes.
Anyway, Rick Davies, Supertramp,
yeah.
has passed away at the age of 81.
Wow. Great band.
And I remember asking, you know, my parents when the band first came out, I go, so how much do they charge?
And your mother would have said, oh, Robbie.
And then she smacked that lady and got my baseball back.
Not just any tramp.
Yeah.
Super tramp.
Super tramp. No, I just wondered, like, the name. Like, huh?
Yeah, you know, I've never really looked into where they came up with it, but I'm sure it's interesting.
Now people will.
Yes, they will.
And AI will make it up if they don't know the answer to.
You know, that whole thing is still driving me a little crazy. I'm so done with the AI-produced videos. You know, I love YouTube. I love the car videos and the gun videos. But what I can tell that you've used AI to write the script and produce the video, including false information that's in there that I know better. And when you've got the AI thing saying things like, well, I did this as if a person. But I can tell. It's like, no. I know there's going to be false information. The videos and the still shots that pop up are wrong. It's the wrong person. It's the wrong gun. It's the wrong car. It's like you're turning, at least somebody like me who knows better, you're turning me off to watching your videos.
Well, I can tell you this. I felt like they're out to destroy terrestrial radio, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I was over in the Tampa Bay area on Saturday, and the Gator game was just beginning, and I had to get on the road and get across town.
Right.
So what did normal people do my whole life? You look for the game on the radio.
Right.
Well, I'm in Tampa, and it's been a few years, so I can't remember who's got sports, who doesn't anymore. So what do? I go to my trusty phone, and I say, hey, who's the Florida Gator radio affiliate? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. They gave me three different answers. All three of them were incorrect. They're wrong.
Totally.
If they were outdated
totally
or
not surprised.
What?
Not surprised.
Really?
Yeah.
And in fact, I've done this before. And in fact, I think it was about the Gators. And it was like, I don't know where I was. I was over near St. Augustine or whatever. How is it that you can do like a search like that and you can't get accurate information? Mm-hmm. Oh, and then you go, oh, here's a list of affiliates, like for the entire state.
No, I wanted the one that I can watch or listen to now where I'm at. That's what you want.
Yeah.
You want real intelligence.
So it wasn't, not helpful at all. Extremely frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
And
But people using it to be lazy, I'm sorry, you're just, no.
You can't trust the information. Basically,
if you're using it just as your search engine per se, but to produce product with it that is not accurate, you just look bad. You look bad.
Just when we thought woke was dead,
oh no,
it's alive! Woke.
Where now?
Because
we've gone through it with Bud Light, Target, Cracker Barrel.
I'll give you a hint. Shh.
Yeah.
It's secret.
Hmm.
Secret?
I can see right through where you're going, I think.
It's secret whether she's a male or a female.
Well, it might not be.
Secret.
It might not be such a
depending.
Secret.
Depending. How do you... lingerie. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Transgender model returns as Victoria's Secret Angel for 2025 runway show. You know, if that's the one thing that's missing from these runway shows, it's like, come on, man, where's the tranny?
Yeah. Have they not learned? We say this every time, Bob. Where are these corporate people? Who are they getting advice from? And why don't they watch the news and see the headlines to see what the last stupid corporation did and how it burned them and cost them millions of dollars?
Alex Consani, a man who identifies as female, is celebrating becoming Victoria's Secret Angel for a 2025 runway show. Can't stop smiling. So happy to have the opportunity to shoot with the baddest group of girls and best team there is. Said Wednesday, Instagram post, sharing behind the scenes series of images from the latest Victoria's Secret photo shoot, including a package for a tuck kit. Which is different than the Tom Brady tuck rule. Yeah. I just want to make sure, I try to avoid confusion when we talk about confusing things like gender confusion. Right. Are you confused?
I just know he needs to tuck it, apparently. All right.
Is that the original tuck rule?
I guess so. So, let's take it down to its most basic, don't be offended description here.
Okay.
This is a show, a runway show, of beautiful women in scantily clad lingerie that they sell. Men watch it because they want to see women in lingerie and what they might buy for their wife or whoever. Some women watch it because they may see something that they like and want to buy. At what point does it really make corporate sense to then throw in a dude dressed up as a woman that you know? I mean, is there some percentage that I mean, I get it. There's something for everybody in the world these days. But is that a wise business move to have a lot of your clientele go, oh, I don't know, just thinking out loud here?
And why does it have to be a man who identifies as a woman? Why can't it be Joe the plumber in lingerie?
There you go. Speaking of plumbing.
Because he might represent an equal amount of business.
Uh-huh.
It, like the average dude, you know, when he goes home, man, yeah, he's putting on women's clothes at night. You don't know that.
So if you're going to go down every road for whatever percentage, go for it. But this whole trying to dress up like a woman and look like a woman, then if it looks like a woman, then it's probably going to appeal more to people who want to look at a woman.
And see, if you put a man in the lingerie, and especially like if he's got a very hairy back, it really makes the mauve, you know, pop.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
The contrast, yes. Except all the hair is sticking through the, you know, the lace and stuff.
Careful.
Yeah. But, well, you're talking about his back. Anyway.
Use your tucket kit appropriately.
It's a crazy world. We've just lost our ever-loving minds as society. Just saying.
What if they start doing it too sexy? I'm too sexy for my. Remember that one?
Yes. Huge song.
I'm too sexy for my tucket kit. Whoa! No, you're not.
You just thought you were. It's just. But again, from the corporate level, what are you really trying to accomplish? And is it worth it?
You know, and here we are talking about it. So they're getting name out there. They're getting publicity, but
is it good?
It doesn't make me want to go and shop. And it's Betsy's birthday today. So that might have, you know, been a good excuse to go to Victoria's Secret.
That one time of year, you can get by with it.
I
don't get it. The corporate people, they're just. They can't
let
go of this.
They want to build loyalty from a group that is so extremely small and then take the chance that they're going to alienate the vast majority of their fans that they've already won over. You've already won them over, like Bud Light.
So don't turn
them
off.
You're winning.
Yes, literally. Don't turn them off.
Yeah.
You've got a phone that's really happy this morning, speaking of which.
Yeah.
Have you figured out how to use that new phone yet?
Kind of.
Okay.
I mean, the basics. Obviously, not all the basics.
I like to turn things off.
Yeah. I'm afraid if I turn it completely down, then
you'll miss something.
Won't wake me up at 3:15 a.m., which would then make, you know, my buddy Greg very unhappy.
Because I like when Bob's on time.
Yes.
Because when it gets to a certain point in time, or I know when I'm here, because I get here basically at 4 o'clock, and all of a sudden I see that I'm getting a phone call, like it may be 4:30, which you're usually here at 4:30. That's kind of your time here. But when I see I'm getting a phone call from you close to 4:30, I'm like, somebody's alarm didn't go off. Or
you're just lucky that I didn't win that Powerball.
Oh, I know. I'd have been doing it by myself again. So,
but the good news is,
yeah,
How about the station anyway?
Oh, well, thanks. Good. Mm-hmm. And giving us raises?
I'd have given you a raise.
Well, thank you, because you wouldn't be working, would you?
I'd be working remotely from my multi-million dollar Prevost RV. I'd have to get a fancier one than our old pal Neil Bortz.
Yep.
And then I'd know that I had fully arrived.
Yeah, wherever you were, you arrived.
Right.
Okay.
Hey, it's 9:48 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And fill you in with the latest. Yes, things that make you smile. My vacation really worked. Oh, yeah, it's that time. Time for Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So let's go right now to Mickey. What's making you smile? Mickey, you're on the air.
Yes, and he still opens up the car door for me and any other door, and he takes me shopping around after we get what he wants. He goes, where you want to go? I'll go at wherever you want. And he waits in the car for me. And I go and buy him golf shirts and little presents, and it's not even Christmas. And he does the same. I think that's one of the secrets to a happy, long marriage. Thank you.
Right on. Absolutely. I love it. That was good.
I still do all those kind of things, though, for Jen, because that's how I was raised. I open doors, all those kind of things. I think what's something that, unfortunately, has kind of gotten lost on some younger generations.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty good about it. Mm-hmm. I'm not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, overall. Try to be thoughtful.
Yeah. You think about it.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you meant?
Yeah.
You have a thoughtful means?
I didn't actually do it. I think about opening the door, but I didn't, actually go and, physically open the door. That's crazy, right?
It makes me smile.
I'm just kidding. What's that?
The look of excitement you had when I gave you a T-shirt for my vacation.
Yes! I was happy that you brought me something back, and it's got a picture of a gun on it.
Wonder how long I can milk this chicken of Bob being generous to
Greg. Oh, you'll try forever, no doubt.
Yes.
I know.
Uh-huh. All right. Coming up next, it is The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Customary, many stadiums across the league. The Jets, in this case, unfurled a giant American flag to honor America before playing the national anthem. This is one of those big flags where people hold the edges, they keep it stretched out, and then they lift their arms up and down to make it look like it's waving. But the problem was there was a man who was caught up in the flag, and he couldn't get off. And one X user commented, these colors don't run, they crawl. And the other one said, how does one accidentally wander onto the flag the size of a football field? Yeah. I thought when they said Old Glory, they were talking about Aaron Rodgers. But that's another story.
Uh-huh.
And that is your Smoking Gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. See ya.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.